One of our big problems in modern America is that we glorify the wrong heroes. There's a new movie out that glosses over true history, and the movie is called Trumbo. It's about a blacklisted Hollywood writer. Now, by way of full disclosure, I have not seen the movie, and the person I'm about to interview has not seen the movie. However, he has friends who've seen the movie. But more than that, Dr. Paul Kanger is a first-class historian, especially on all things related to the failed Soviet Union. Of course, from the Hollywood left, you wouldn't necessarily know that the Soviet Union failed. But anyway, Dr. Paul Kanger, it's so great to have you back on. And we should mention some of your books. They include The Communists. They include Dupes. They include The Crusader, about Ronald Reagan's fight against the evil empire, over which ultimately he prevailed, thank God. But you wouldn't know that from the leftist perspective. But Paul, welcome so much. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, sure, Jerry. Thanks.
All right. Now, for those not familiar with it, tell us about this movie Trumbo, which you've already even written about for a piece in, I believe it's in The American Thinker.
Yeah. Well look, here's the thing. I mean, I've known about Trumbo for years. I've written about him for years. Probably the book where I wrote the most about him was the book Dupes. And I had chapters in there on Hollywood, The Blacklist, October 1947. So this movie that has just come out, and look, it's not showing in many places. I mean, really, this is a left-wing movie by a left-wing group. You know, we know that already. You don't even have to see it to know that. But so far, it's in really the major cities, kind of, you know, San Francisco, New York, Los Angeles. And I will go to see it as soon as it comes somewhere near me. Kind of hoping it doesn't, because if it does, that means it's doing really well, right? But what I wanted to do is I wanted to write a piece, just kind of a primer, a backgrounder to let people know before they go into the movie, you know, who exactly this man was. And I'm learning from my friends and fellow Cold War historians of communism who've gone to see it that it's just as bad as we thought, and that it's actually worse than we thought. It completely whitewashes a guy who was a hardcore, passionate, vehement, fervent, if not ferocious, communist during the Stalin era. And guys like him who were, especially if they were a part of the Hollywood 10 that was blacklisted, the left immediately portrays them as these innocent victims of insane McCarthyite anti-communism, witch hunters. But in fact, these guys were not just communists and Communist Party USA members. They were Stalinists, and they did the bidding for Joe Stalin. So that's who Dalton Trumbo is.
Here's a quote from your article. Dalton Trumbo, like all of the Hollywood 10 hoisted by the left as persecuted lambs, was a party member. That is Communist Party USA member. Card number 47187. Just like Barack Obama's mentor, as you document it so thoroughly in your book, The Communist, Frank Marshall Davis, he was Communist Party number, I've memorized this, Paul, here you go, it's 47544, and I learned that through your book. Now, what's the significance of that? So these guys were members of the Communist Party USA. What does that mean?
Right. Yeah, old 47544. You have a good memory. We actually put that on the cover of my book on Davis, because, it does matter if they're a card-carrying communist.
Why?
Because most people who were communists in the 1930s and 1940s, and there weren't a lot of them, there weren't millions of them, but I mean, who knows, there might have been maybe a million of them, but most of them were small-c communists. That is, they didn't join the party. Because if you actually joined the party, that meant that you literally swore a loyalty oath to Stalin's Soviet Union. And I've got the exact language of the oath right here. This is when Dalton Trumbo and Frank Marshall Davis and the members of the Hollywood 10 joined the party. They said, quote, "I pledge myself to rally the masses to defend the Soviet Union. I pledge myself to remain at all times a vigilant and firm defender of the Leninist line of the party, the only line that ensures the triumph of Soviet power in the United States," unquote. And so that meant that, look, they might have been American citizens, and no one was saying that they weren't, but whereas their citizenship was in America, their loyalties were in the Soviet Union. As
like an enemy within.
That's right. And the leader of the American Communist Party, William Z. Foster, and you'll appreciate this, Jerry, given your background and the stuff that you've researched and what you did with the late D. James Kennedy. William Z. Foster was one of the original founding board members of the ACLU. And William Z. Foster was actual general secretary of the American Communist Party. And he was striving toward what he called a Soviet America. In fact, if you look it up, his book was called Toward Soviet America. That's what they wanted. Langston Hughes called it a USSA. Hughes, the poet who knew Frank Marshall Davis, he said, put one more S in the USA to make it Soviet. This is an exact quote. The USA, when we take control, will be the USSA. Mm. And so that's what the Hollywood Ten, all 10 of which were party members. And we've known their party numbers since the 1940s. So that's what they were pledged to doing. And you know, that really mattered. And it mattered, too, because Lenin understood the power of film as propaganda. Grigory Zinoviev, who was the head of the Soviet Comintern, they understood the power of film. In fact, Lenin said, quote, of all the arts, for us the most important is cinema. Mm. For us the most important is cinema. In March 1928, Jerry, the Soviets actually held their first party conference on cinema. And so Dalton Trumbo, he said flat out, quote, every screenwriter worth his salt wages the battle in his own way, a kind of literary guerrilla warfare. And he said that for comrades like himself, for other communists, if they didn't use the medium of film, not using the medium of film to further the class struggle, they said, was tantamount to abandoning the struggle altogether. So they looked to use the medium of film, Hollywood in its golden age, to promote communist propaganda. And Congress, having learned that, because it was obvious, because they had all said these kinds of things, said, well, look, it's our job to protect the security of the United States. Why don't we call these guys to Washington in October 1947 and ask them some questions? And when they did, Dalton Trumbo and John Howard Lawson and all the others, rather than defending their ideas, they instead literally called these congressmen Nazis, fascists, mini-Hitlers, stormed out of the room. And ever since that day, the American left has been portraying these guys as the innocent victims.
Hmm. Tell the story about how even Humphrey Bogart was duped and how he got very angry. And this is a family radio station. Don't say exactly what he said, but it was amazing. It came out in your book, The Communists.
Yeah. And this is a really interesting thing about it for people on the left, why they need to wake up, because they've been duped as well. The people who made this Trumbo movie, they've been duped as well. Look, liberals, listen to me. These communists that you're defending, they made fools out of your own buddies on the left. And to a specific case in point, the communists, before they left Hollywood in October 1947 to go to Washington, they testified at the end of that month. It was like October 25th, 26th. They got together their liberal progressive pals, actors and actresses, and these were genuine liberals and progressives who weren't communists. Humphrey Bogart, Lauren Bacall, Gene Kelly, Judy Garland. I mean, gee, a lot of these people, I love these people, Jerry, right? I love their movies. But they were leftists, they were progressives. So these Hollywood communists,
they were useful idiots. They were useful idiots,
right,
for these communist agitators who were real-time communists, but go on.
Yeah, so they got them together and they said, look, you know, these congressmen are a bunch of Nazis. You know, they're trying to create a Reichstag here in the United States. They're violating our First Amendment freedoms. We're not communists. And so they put together a group called the Committee on the First Amendment. By the way, Ronald Reagan would later call this one of the most duped communist front groups ever created in Hollywood.
Mm.
So they create this group called the Committee for the First Amendment. The communists are going to wrap themselves in the Constitution, right? They're going to cite the First Amendment. When in truth, if you get a USSA, a Soviet America, the first thing they're going to put against the wall is the First Amendment and the U.S. Constitution. So they put together this group. Bogey and Bacall fly to Hollywood. A bunch of them take the train all the way across the country. They stop in cities along the way. The great Danny Kaye of White Christmas fame.
Wow.
You know, he stops in Chicago and dances at the train station and talks about how they're defending civil rights of these poor accused screenwriters. And they all get to Washington. And John Howard Lawson and Dalton Trumbo and the others testify. And Congress has, evidence. here's the Communist Party card number of you, Mr. Lawson, of you, Mr. Trumbo, of you, Mr. Bessie, of you, Mr. Maltz, and here's all the articles that you wrote for New Masses and the Daily Worker, and here's all your checks written to so-and-so, here's your subscription, here's evidence of your party dues, here's all the different communist front groups that you were a member of. Here you were a member of the American Peace Mobilization, which accommodated Hitler while Hitler was in an alliance with Stalin. How do you plead guilty to this? And Trumbo and these guys said, you're a Nazi, you're a fascist, and they stormed out of the room.
But they had evidence.
Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall and the others said, oh boy, we've been duped.
Yeah.
These guys are guilty. They lied to us. They made fools out of us. And Bogart snapped and swore at him and said, invective, you blank, you guys sold me out. You lied to me.
Wow.
So these communist pals really almost wrecked the Hollywood careers of Bogart and Bacall and all these other people who now had to explain to their adoring fans how they could be so stupid, how they could be so naive. And here we are 60-some years later, and guess who the liberals today are defending? The same communists who made fools out of all of their liberal friends back in the 1940s.
I'll bet you anything such a scene is not found in this new movie. Listen,
no, it's not, and the people who've seen it have told me.
Yeah, history really matters. Now, let me ask you a question. We only have a couple of minutes remaining. We're talking with Dr. Paul Kanger, author on things related to the failed Soviet Union. And we're talking about this new movie, Trumbo, which glorifies basically a communist without, dealing with the reality. Do you think that Dalton Trumbo, blacklisted Hollywood writer, screenwriter, had any clue of the atrocities that Stalin committed? And by the way, for those not familiar with the atrocities of Stalin, why don't you just give us a real brief taste of that?
Sure. Well, they ended up killing anywhere from 20 million to 60 to 70 million. You know, the most conservative estimates are 20 million. Solzhenitsyn and others said 60 to 70 million. But, they were, and they should have known. I mean, they might have not known the full extent, but, boy, by 1936, 1937, even duped liberals like John Dewey had finally woken up and were fighting against Stalin. I mean, they became Trotskyites. They became followers of Trotsky.
Trotsky was also murdered by Stalin.
That's right. That's right. So it was, and by then had been murdered by Stalin.
Yep.
By 1940. Trotsky was murdered in 1940. So these guys were still doing all of this stuff in 1947. And I should add here that one of the things that Trumbo did, Trumbo took the line that South Korea was responsible for the Korean War, when in fact, as everyone knows, the North invaded the South. But that was the Communist Party USA line. So Trumbo was the most unrepentant of all of the Hollywood Ten. He was one of the more nasty Hollywood Ten figures. But now he's been martyred and he's been canonized by Hollywood's liberals in this Christmas time gift to the American left, this movie Trumbo.
In fact, your article about this is called Trumbo, A Kiss Under the Mistletoe for Uncle Joe Stalin. Dr. Paul Kanger, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Appreciate
you
so much. Okay,
thanks.
All the best. Bye-bye.
All right.